Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Hey, Antonio, and so I have a question. One of my goals this year was to become a better conversationalist. And I find that when I'm having conversations with people and maybe at a networking event, I have those awkward, silent moments. And so how to keep the conversation engaging and not have so many awkward moments, what do you recommend so that I can become a better conversationalist or have fierce conversations? Thank you.
Hey, Melissa, I'm super excited about this question. First off, I want to tell you congratulations for even trying to be a great conversationalist. Now, let me just tell you something that most people won't tell you. You want to make sure that your conversations add value to who you're talking to. That's why you have these awkward silences going on, because you're just having conversations. You don't want to just have conversation with people. What you want to do is you want to be probing and asking them questions they really want to know about. So step one, you want to poll your audience. Before they come to the event, before they come to you, or when they get there, be asking general questions about what they want, what they need, how they need it, what's hurting them the most. Here's a fantastic way to do that. Hey, Thomas. Man, I would really love to know, what are your top three pain points? And then be quiet and let them see what they're talking about. The more you dig deep in conversations, the more you ask people real conversations that are all about them, is the more information you have to where that conversation would never go stale. So number one, poll your audience. If you're looking for a way to poll your audience, say, hey, Thomas, what are the three major pain points that you have? As a matter of fact, at your event, make your events free, but make people be able to fill out a form, an email form or something that says, give me your top three pain points. And then you'll have 60 people that give you three pain points. That's 180 pain points. You'll be able to just talk about those conversations. The last thing I would tell you to do is allow people to have a voice and opinions. And I really think this is most important here. Give them an opportunity to have that voice and have opinions. So give them an opportunity to help another person in the room. Give them the opportunity to stand up and pass out their business cards. Make it as easy as possible for them to get value, what they want from your events and everything moving forward and every single thing you do. You do that, not only will you be a fire conversationalist, but you'll add money straight to your bank account. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad.
This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.